Hello, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your markets for today after this.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Monday, October 17th at 2, we will be in Beaver County, where 17 tracts in Beaver County will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for all auction locations and times.
Well, live cattle futures traded in a narrowly mixed price range today, with the aggressive early losses seen at the opening bell allowing buyers to step back into all livestock markets. It was uncertain just how much additional market direction of volume would be seen through the rest of the complex and how it would affect closing market prices. Corn prices were lower in light trade today, with December corn futures about 1 cent lower per bushel. Stock markets were lower too in light trade, with the Dow Jones 12 points lower, NASDAQ down 7 points. Sharp early losses quickly developed through live cattle futures today, but selling pressure was short-lived as buyer support swept into the market. This brought some much-needed stability back into the complex, but by midday, prices seemed to have been unable to move significantly in either direction, with prices mixed in a narrow range due to overall market inactivity. The lack of the overall direction created some widespread price shifts near closing bell and brought about another price move. And triple-digit gains quickly developed in nearby feeder cattle futures, with October contracts leading the charge this morning. Although the complex remains still well undersold, the breakaway from early market losses which developed at opening bell created renewed market support and commercial interest through the entire complex. Even at current price levels, October contracts remain nearly $1 per hundredweight under previous contract lows set in early September, which caused traders uncertainty as to just how much underlying support will develop through the rest of the week. And grain futures were mostly lower today, but tried to work off overnight lows after a bid to extend Tuesday's bullish reversals fell flat on bearish moves in Asia. The mood overseas appeared to be brightening in Europe ahead of the open on Wall Street, despite more gains by the dollar. Crude oil futures were higher, though the trade had mixed ideas on whether inventories reported today by the government would be higher or lower. Saudi Arabia and Iran again talked about curbing production, though no deals are likely until November at the earliest. Corn prices posted minor losses today after December futures again failed to hold a move back above their 25-day moving average. Soybeans tried trimming overnight losses following yesterday's reversal higher from 24-week lows. Wheat prices, though, were slightly lower as well for the most part, but after trading in a narrow range overnight, this kept winter wheat contracts consolidating while Minneapolis held its uptrend. That's a look at all your markets for today. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.